Happy New Year to all our listeners. We just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to everyone who's stayed with us since we started in July, and to every new listener who's come on board since then. It's been quite a privilege to have so many downloads.
Thank you to all those wonderful weirdos who we couldn't do this without.
I'd also like to say thank you. It's been a pleasure to record and release something to the, well, some of the world, which essentially is three mates having a chat. Thank you very much for your downloads and continued support. Happy New Year, unless you're Chinese. I don't know when Chinese New Year is, but anyway, have a good Friday.
So we thought it'd be a little bit fun if we just cobbled together a few minutes of some of the things that didn't quite make the edit for reasons that will become abundantly clear. So until the next podcast, thanks again for listening and hope you enjoy it. So begin. Begin being funny now.
How are the levels at the moment?
Yeah, they're all right.
Okay.
They're all right.
Right, they're no better or worse than normal.
Hello. 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 Right, that'll do. Pick something out of that. Right, your go, Ruth. Hello.
Oh, that's
done.
That was a bit Rod, Jane and Freddy.
That's the one.
That was, and now the weather. That's what that was. And now over to Ruben.
Hello.
Hello. That's what that was.
Yeah. So this is pre the terror. So it was a first person executed by guillotine was a highwayman.
Oh, right.
And it was on pre the 25th of April. Pre the terror. Terror. They basically tried it on him and then killed everybody else.
Because right. In my mind, the terror is the arch enemy of the tick.
No, I'm talking about the revolution. I'm talking about that massive period in history where people were being executed. So yeah, 25th of April 1792, first execution by guillotine, also the date that La Marseillaise was composed, same day.
Oh yeah.
Interesting.
I love chopping people's heads off.
I imagine that was the original lyrics, yeah. You looked out the window, say what you see. You know, write about what you know, what you see every day.
Yeah. Write about what you know, yeah, exactly. The blood is dripping down the street. Just trying to think of other power couples. Where one of them
Master Blaster in Mad Max 3.
Oh, there you go, you can say that one. I'm just trying to think of, like, I don't know, Harry and Meghan. It's probably
Harry
not
and
the
Meghan?
Case, where she is clearly in charge.
Do you think? Thing.
Well, I don't know. But I don't want to say that. I want to say, like.
I don't want to talk about them.
I don't want to say that. I want to say, like, a shit 80s band or something.
Brock.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, it's something you'll find that Matt Bross was actually the.
Just yeah. We still can't work out which one of them is this clever one.
Matt. I just called him Matt Bross.
Matt Bross.
Of Goss.
Of the group Goss.
Because he was brought up on a very religious environment, and they would all collect underneath the arbors of these trees and be preached at by, you know, the parson.
He would preachers
condemn them with fire and brimstone for hours on end, and they'd all sing hymns until the night.
Sounds great.
And him and his mates used to sneak away from that, and all the mums used to wrap the babies up in swaddling and put them in the back of their carts, their carriages. So that they wouldn't cause a disturbance during all of this religious goings on. And Kelly and his mates used to sneak off, and then they would swap all the babies round.
Oh, God. Jesus.
And it would take days for them to get the right babies back again. I'm sure there must be children out there now who were never returned.
Unswapped.
Yeah, well, babies are all pretty much the same, aren't they? Actually, I've been coming up with a drinking game for us. Yeah, yeah. So I've been looking for things that... If Jed says massive, you do a shot.
Do I say that a lot?
Yeah. If I say absolutely, well, definitely, or arguably, or bearing in mind, can you do a shot?
Okay. I'll tell you what I say.
If Bruce says down with this sort of thing, do a shot.
I think I say the phrase, to be fair.
Yeah. To be fair.
Do I?
Quite a lot.
And if you if Jed says, I don't know anything about this.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say that every time. I'm now going to say that every time.
Yeah. And then you suspiciously know quite a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Worse than that. And then if I repeat something that one of you just said, which I do a lot as well.
What do you mean?
You say something and then I just immediately say it again.
Okay.
When's Chinese New Year? If you're Chinese, have a good Sunday. Because it's Sunday, by the way.
Well, no, it'll be Friday, but never the...
All right, I'll do it again. It'll be Friday, will it?
New Year's Day is Friday, yeah.